Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1652, air date February 10th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we'll be exploring how garlic supports gut health, focusing on its key active compounds, and how they work together to promote a stronger and healthier gut. It's going to be an engaging discussion where we'll explore the molecular profile of garlic and delve into the key biological pathways that contribute to gut discomfort. All right, let's get started and see what this is all about. Garlic is commonly described as nature's own antibiotic and has been widely cultivated and used for both culinary and medicinal purposes. Its use dates back nearly 2700 BC, appearing in ancient Chinese, Sumerian, Indian, and Egyptian cultures. The medicinal effects of garlic are primarily attributed to its organic sulfur compounds. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we'll be exploring garlic, an important medicinal plant, and how it plays a vital role in strengthening and supporting gut health. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it garlic, or be it neem, or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that, so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body's a system. And no other person did that except, frankly, me. And the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, it's a platform. It's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that system's approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding systems science. So you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach, and it equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that, and the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products, and by doing so, you can be part of the solution, and so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. So global certification through this process, from the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth. We have set a very high standard for what is clean food. So where's the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosolve. This platform allows us to understand the food and what the compounds are in that and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone, for which Systems Health trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. So you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing, but the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about garlic, or when I talk about turmeric, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So, the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on garlic, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to garlic on gut health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way, you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on garlic on gut health.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people. 2 years of MIT control systems, I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it, anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I gotta build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
All right, everyone, there's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself? Or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter. And in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on garlic and what we know about gut health, why gut issues happen based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolv, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then, we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on garlic, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Gut health is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how garlic specifically benefits gut health, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. As we've discussed, garlic is often described as nature's own antibiotic and has been widely cultivated for both culinary and medicinal purposes. Its use dates back nearly 2,700 BC, appearing in ancient Chinese, Sumerian, Indian, and Egyptian cultures. The medicinal benefits of garlic are primarily attributed to its organic sulfur compounds. Coming to its indigenous and traditional uses, European folklore tells us that the garlic plant was born from the left foot of the devil, which is why it was often used as a magical potion to protect against evil. Across cultures, garlic was believed to ward off evil spirits, vampires, and witches, making it a powerful symbol of protection. In ancient India, garlic was revered for its healing properties and was called mahushud, meaning panacea, highlighting its role as a natural remedy for a wide range of ailments. In addition to these traditional beliefs, garlic also had practical significance in history. Ancient Egyptian pyramid builders were provided with generous amounts of garlic to enhance their strength and stamina, enabling them to carry out the physically demanding work of constructing massive monuments. This tradition of using garlic for performance enhancement continued in ancient Greece, where athletes consumed garlic during the first Olympic Games to boost endurance and overall physical capacity. Across civilizations, garlic was valued not only for its medicinal and protective properties, but also for its ability to support human strength and resilience. Now let's look at the two main varieties of garlic, hardneck and softneck. As you can see in the image, hardneck garlic has a stiff central stalk and usually fewer larger cloves, while softneck garlic has a softer, more flexible stem with more numerous, smaller cloves. Let's start with hardneck garlic. Hardnecks are generally considered more flavorful than softnecks, offering a stronger, more pungent taste. They are also easier to peel, which makes them convenient for cooking and preparation. Another key feature is that hardnecks have fewer cloves compared to softnecks, giving each clove more size and prominence. These qualities make hardneck garlic distinct, both in appearance and usability. Next, let's talk about softneck garlic. Softneck garlic actually consists of two genetically distinct varieties, silver skin and artichoke. Now let's shift our discussion to gut health. When we talk about gut health, we're really referring to the overall well-being of the digestive system. Poor gut health can be influenced by many factors, things like stress, aging, a diet low in fiber, or even high dairy intake. These disruptions often show up as common digestive problems, with symptoms such as bloating, heartburn, nausea, constipation, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, food intolerance, and sometimes even more serious issues like weight loss or blood in the stool. When it comes to maintaining gut health, there are several key interventions. A balanced diet and keeping a healthy body weight form the foundation. It's also important to avoid overuse of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, since they can irritate the gut lining. Supporting the gut with prebiotics and probiotics in combination can have a strong synergistic effect. And finally, strategies like chemo prevention, using agents such as aspirin or COX-2 inhibitors, have also been explored to protect long-term gut health. Gut health is a growing global concern. In fact, around 685 million people suffer from acute gastroenteritis every year, underscoring the prevalence of digestive issues and the importance of maintaining a healthy gut. Now let's take a closer look at how garlic, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in supporting gut health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to gut health too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. Right now, you can see that we're actively working across a wide range of areas, covering health, disease, and overall well-being. We're developing several formulations, each at different stages, ranging from phase one all the way to phase six. In phase six, we've already developed two very powerful products. Additionally, we have about four discoveries that have been patented, marking significant milestones in our research. In phase four, we're actively working across seven different areas, conducting screenings to evaluate potential outcomes. Beyond that, we have nine areas where we're performing advanced modeling, five areas focused on publications, and another nine areas where we're building systems architectures. The exciting part is that all of you can participate in this journey. We're planning to enable contributions and support, whether through donations or even by helping spin out different pieces of the company's initiatives. This is truly a collaborative effort where everyone can be part of advancing health and wellness solutions. We are now in the third phase, called in silico modeling, and today we'll share some insights from this stage with you. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We developed the complete systems architecture, and then we went ahead and published it. Then we carried out the in silico modeling. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries. First, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a disease affecting nearly 500 million people. We did this using Cytosolve with no external funding. Then we published our findings, completed the detailed modeling, and examined a wide range of natural foods. Through this process, we identified effective combinations of ingredients, and then we brought them together. During the course of our work, we were fortunate enough to make a significant discovery, where we actually found a combination of natural ingredients that could target osteoarthritis at the molecular level. And we found two very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature, that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. To validate our findings, we didn't just publish them, we also secured a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the CytoSolv process and how we implemented it, but we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps. And we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25. And this is the same approach we're now applying to gut health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at CytoSolv created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the CytoSolv Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolv optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolv. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here, we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're also firmly against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy-T, Femini-T, and Immuni-T. And now, we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata-T, Pitta-T, Kapha-T, Vata-Pitta-T, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. And since we're on the topic of gut health, I'd like to recommend Digest tea, a carefully crafted herbal blend made with traditional ingredients that are known to strengthen the body and support a healthy digestive system. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosolv Gut Health Initiative is at the in silico modeling phase. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we focus on the systems architecture of gut health. At the core of this is oxidative stress, which acts as a major driver of cellular imbalance. Over time, unchecked oxidative stress can damage tissues and directly contribute to the onset and progression of gut diseases and vice versa. Understanding this two-way link is the first step toward developing effective interventions. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh, and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support gut health from multiple angles. Here we see how oxidative stress plays a direct role in gut disease. On the right, excess reactive oxygen species, or ROS, trigger inflammatory signaling, which activates NF-kappa-B inside the nucleus. This leads to the release of inflammatory cytokines, driving cell injury, chronic inflammation, and eventually conditions like ulcers or even carcinogenesis. On the left, you can see how this same pathway in the colon or rectum causes epithelial cell injury and death, further contributing to gut disease progression. What we've discovered so far, and we're still actively exploring, is that when you get down to the fundamentals, you begin to see the deeper truth of how these systems really work. In phase one, we map out the system's architecture of gut health by identifying the major factors that can compromise it. These include several key factors like genetics, immune responses, and an imbalance in gut bacteria, which play a major role. External factors matter too, like environmental exposure, lifestyle choices, and regular use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Stress, smoking, and dairy consumption can also throw off gut balance, especially in sensitive individuals. Together, these nine factors shape the foundation of gut health, and understanding them helps us build better solutions moving forward. Understanding these helps us map out the bigger picture of how gut-related diseases develop. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models to bring the complete picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. Here, we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support a healthier gut. This includes botanicals like aloe vera, amla, asafoetida, ashwagandha, cardamom, cinnamon, cloves, and coriander. In addition, cumin, curd, fennel, fenugreek, garlic, ginger, ginkgo, licorice, pepper, tinospora, cordifolia, and turmeric. The challenge, and why there hasn't been a breakthrough, is that while many videos highlight these elements individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have all the answers yet, but we are taking a systems-based approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today we're going to focus on garlic, one of the 19 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve gut health. Through our Cytosolv analysis, we found that over the past 132 years, garlic has been the focus of 8,395 research articles and 280 clinical trials. This extensive body of work highlights not only the scientific interest in garlic, but also its recognized significance in clinical research. Now, let's take a look at the composition of garlic. It contains 20 key bioactive molecules that contribute to its medicinal properties. While garlic contains around 105 chemical compounds, including non-volatile compounds, minerals, vitamins, saponins, phenolic compounds, volatile compounds, and organosulfur compounds. These are the most well-researched and hold the greatest relevance to our current study. Garlic contains four important minerals: manganese, zinc, selenium, and germanium. Along with these minerals, garlic also provides important vitamins, including vitamin A, vitamin C, and the B-complex vitamins B1, B2, B3, and B6. Beyond basic nutrition, garlic is rich in several flavonoids, including rutin, quercetin, naringin, saponins, arabicide B, and beta-chlorogenin. Garlic also contains volatile compounds, including allein, S-allomercaptoglutathione, S-allomercaptocysteine, and S-allyl-L-cysteine, which play a key role in its therapeutic effects. Focusing on its volatile compounds, organosulfur compounds stand out as a major and highly bioactive class in garlic. In fact, garlic contains 33 different organosulfur compounds, which together make up about 2-3% of fresh garlic. These compounds are responsible for many of garlic's characteristic health benefits, including its antimicrobial, antioxidant, and anti-inflammatory effects, making them central to its medicinal value. Organosulfur compounds in garlic can be broadly classified into two main groups: L-cysteine sulfoxides and gamma-glutamyl L-cysteine peptides. Among these, allein, also known as S-allyl-L-cysteine sulfoxide, is a major organosulfur compound. When garlic is chopped, crushed, or chewed, allein is converted into allicin, which is responsible for most of garlic's medicinal benefits. These benefits are largely mediated through allicin and its metabolites, including S-allylmercaptoglutathione, S-allylmercaptocysteine, and S-allyl-L-cysteine. Here you can see the structures of these key organosulfur compounds, such as allein and S-allyl-L-cysteine. Together, they play an essential role in supporting garlic's therapeutic potential and its ability to promote overall health. Given its rich and diverse chemical composition, let's now explore the main biological effects of garlic. Here we can see the broad biological effects of garlic, which explain why it is such a valuable medicinal plant. Garlic exhibits a wide range of properties, including antioxidant, hypolipidemic, immunomodulatory, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, anti-cancer, antihypertensive, and antithrombotic effects, all of which contribute to overall health and wellness. Now let's move on to explore the key health benefits that garlic offers. Garlic is recognized for a wide range of health benefits that go far beyond gut health. Research shows it can help manage blood clots, diabetes, microbial infections, stress and fatigue, respiratory issues, cancer, cardiovascular conditions, and of course, gut health. This makes garlic a truly versatile natural remedy with broad therapeutic potential. But now, let's take a moment to review what we have learned through our combination screening process, specifically regarding garlic. Once again, we're sharing original research. Let's take a closer look at what's truly happening. Here we can see how garlic supports gut health, particularly by helping inhibit inflammatory bowel disease through its anti-inflammatory effects. In IBD, the gut undergoes dysbiosis, characterized by a thinning of the mucus layer, loss of barrier integrity, increased activation of NF-kappa-B, and elevated production of pro-inflammatory cytokines. Garlic compounds play a key role here. S-allylcysteine, or SAC, helps restore microbiota balance, while allicin modulates NF-kappa-B activity, collectively alleviating the symptoms of IBD. Here we can see another important mechanism through which garlic supports gut health. One of its key compounds, allein, blocks JNK activation, preventing the activation of the transcription factor activator protein 1, or AP1. Normally, AP1 and NF, kappa B, promote the transcription of genes that produce inflammatory cytokines, such as IL-6, TNF-alpha, INOS, and COX-2. By inhibiting JNK, allein may reduce the production of these cytokines, thereby helping to decrease inflammation. And we are now in the process of doing this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out gut solve is going to do. We're right here in the third phase of in silico modeling. So now how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. but we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at garlic, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that garlic has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Let's take a closer look at this data, which demonstrates that garlic is effective in supporting cholesterol control while causing minimal side effects. The table below highlights that 5 to 6 grams of garlic extract can reduce blood pressure and platelet aggregation, both key cardiovascular risk markers. Additionally, its effect on LDL cholesterol has been shown to lower levels by 5 to 10%. Here's another way garlic demonstrates its therapeutic potential. Studies show that it can effectively treat fungal infections with minimal side effects, performing on par with fluconazole. This not only underscores garlic's antimicrobial strength, but also highlights its promise as a safe and natural alternative to conventional antifungal medications, making it a versatile option for supporting overall health. Another example of garlic's therapeutic potential is its effect on blood glucose levels. In fact, garlic is even more effective than metformin, a standard diabetic medication, in lowering blood sugar. As seen in the bar graph, compared to both the control group and the metformin-treated group, the garlic-treated group demonstrates a significant reduction in blood glucose levels, highlighting garlic's powerful anti-diabetic properties. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. There are several initiatives you can support through donations. We also have a gut health initiative that you can contribute to. And just so you know, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be wondering, if garlic is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works exceptionally well for one person may have little or no effect on another. It ultimately comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, the recommended maintenance dose of fresh garlic is around 4 grams, whereas for dried garlic, it is approximately 800 milligrams. When it comes to maintaining lung health, studies have shown that taking 2.56 grams of garlic extract once a day can lead to significant improvements. For its immunomodulatory effects, research by Percival in 2016 reported that taking 2,560 milligrams per day of aged garlic extract is effective. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician, but the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. Now, while garlic does offer many potential benefits, it's important to be aware of possible side effects, especially at higher doses. Three of the main concerns include increased bloating, heartburn, and diarrhea. These effects are uncommon at typical amounts, but it's still something to keep in mind. And of course, we're not providing medical advice here. Always consult your healthcare provider if you're considering garlic for therapeutic use. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems, science with Eastern systems of medicine, reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if garlic is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Garlic helps restore balance in the body by stabilizing vata, increasing pitta, and reducing kapha. This harmonizing effect supports overall wellness and helps maintain the body's natural equilibrium. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where garlic may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for gut health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out, and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To sum it up, the medicinal effects of garlic are largely attributed to its organic sulfur compounds. Compounds like S-allylcysteine, or SAC, help improve microbiota balance, while allicin modulates NF-kappa-B, helping to alleviate inflammatory bowel disease. Additionally, allium may reduce the production of inflammatory cytokines, further decreasing inflammation and supporting gut health. And we are right now in GutSolve, which is a new spin-out at the third phase of in silico modeling. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we wrap up our discussion on the benefits of garlic for gut health. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on garlic on gut health, and this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well, thank you.